WHCL FM, Clinton, New York, and now, Radiola.
Folks all say I'm hard to please, but I just met a little tease. I sure am crazy about my girl. Don't know the color of her eyes, I'm not certain about her size. I only know one word that sure describes her: marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I'm raving. And when she puckers up her lips so sweet, she's got the brand of kissing can't be beat. Marvelous, marvelous. Boys all love her. Oh, they're out of luck, you see.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Radiola, and if you just heard something, that's coming up next. But we're gonna wait for that. Indeed, the sunbeams weren't dancing and laughing with glee today, unless they were laughing up their sleeve, which I think they were doing. As well as the rest of us were getting soaked. You know, we're thoroughly soaked by now. When you've got mushrooms growing on your carpet, then you know it's damp weather. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're just having a marvelous time tonight, and marvelous is the name of the show, actually, and I feel it is marvelous. It's just great to be out of the house for 5 minutes doing something that I want to do. Began with Johnny Marvin, Marvelous 1927 off of Victor 78, and that recording had Mike Mosiello and Annie Sinella playing. Boy, they sounded a lot better than they did on some of those Grey Gulls, and they sounded good on those. They sounded just, the word is already been used, and I'll probably overuse it tonight, but indeed it's quite nice. Then the Colonial Club Orchestra, Paul Specht Group, Johnny Morris on the vocal there. What are we waiting for? Great Hot Dance Side, also from 1927. In our theme, the sunbeams are not laughing. They're laughing at us, not with us. Wake up, chillin'. That's what's happening. And that's our, you know, we usually play that, so you know the guy. Wally Robeson there singing the Ipana Troubadours. And we have much to celebrate this week, and I will get to that as we proceed on this journey here on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. Beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for streaming and listening tonight. And we're having a pretty good time here starting out. We're going to start with an acoustic set, which is counterintuitive, but I'm a counterintuitive kind of guy, so there's going to be a lot of acoustic and a lot of newer stuff to kind of balance off, but it's all good, it's all wonderful, and I dare say marvelous, but I'm not going to try to overuse that expression, although I will feel compelled to on occasion. Here is Herb Wiedoeff's Cinderella Roof Orchestra in 1925. Off in Old Brunswick, and I've always liked this record. Well, I've liked it as long as I've had it, which is over 20 years. But it's a good one. Everything is hotsy-totsy now. ¶¶
own brand new posse. I'm her hossy, she's my posse. Everything is hossy-tossy now. I say, for all I did was pop the question. She said, what a great suggestion. Everything is hossy-tossy now. Look, hey, hey, no more sighing, no more crying. I'm through the blues. Does she love me, turtle dove me? Tell what you do, do, do. Cause I got myself a brand new topsy. I'm her hossy, she's my topsy. Everything is hossy-tossy now.
Thank you.
That was Joe Friedman and his Monte Carlo Orchestra, Breezing Along to Georgia, 1925 off of Harmony. Sounds very nice. Some of those harmonies are, you know, really, you know, they sing out when you take care of them. They sound good. And I love that sax solo at the end there. I don't know if it was baritone in the lower register or bass, but that was 16 bars of heaven right there. Before that, the original Memphis Five, Joe Griffith, actually James A. Griffith on the vocal there, Sioux City Sioux, 1924. That was one of those Phil Napoleon took the Memphis Five into every studio, recording under many different names, and even that name a lot. And a bunch of great musicians, as always. I believe Frank Signorelli, Charlie Pennelli, various guys in there, just wonderful. And probably Jimmy Lytle. I'm not sure, but I'll have to check. What a great sound they had. Often that's out of Columbia. That was one of their better recordings. Not on none of your dime store stuff for them that day. Sioux City Sue, and that goes out to Garden City Sue, and she knows who she is. Yes, indeed. And before that, Herb Wiedoeff, Cinderella Roof Orchestra. Herb, of course, was Rudy's brother. Herb died in an automobile accident in 1928, but that was a tight band. What a good sound they had. Everything is hotsy-totsy now, 1925, and I just enjoy that a lot. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and thanks for streaming and listening. I've got a lot of people on. I really am thrilled. Well, it's a wet night. What else are you going to do? Some people don't like to play cards. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with a Billy James group recording on a banner or issued on banner, a Hollywood Dance Orchestra, it says on the label. But Jack Kaufman is definitely the vocalist here in 1929. Jack was from Syracuse. Irving's brother, yeah. I like Jack. I like his singing. Shake off the blues. That's what we're trying to do, along with all that moisture from outside.
Feet in time, just grab somebody who has some pep and put her through every step. She and you soon will have a big reputation. If trouble comes and should your face show it, just keep it mum, don't let your feet know it. Try to enthuse, shake off the terrible blues.
That goes out to all my bachelor friends who are still trying to get over their fear. You know, just go up and talk to them. You don't have to be that nervous. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we began the set with the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, Billy James's dance orchestra, I'm guessing. Well, on under his direction, let's say. Jack Coffin on the vocal, Shake Off the Blues, 1929. And I like how Jack rolls his R's. You know, nobody rolls their R's anymore. People have to be rolling other things, but not their R's. And Shokret's rhythm melodist, a bit of salon jazz, if you will. Very, almost loungy, you might say. I'm Sorry, Sally, 1928. I don't know if you can dance to it, but I love that record. I've loved it since I found it. And Irving Aronson and his Commanders, Phil Sachs on the vocal with chorus, Women, can't reach that note, 1926 there, off an old Victor, a little crunchy. Well, if you want to hear that not so crunchy, and I guarantee you will be able to, very soon, Rivermont, under the aegis of Brian Wright, under his capable stewardship, and with Randy notes, liner notes by Randy Skretvet, a.k.a. Randy Bryan, who hosts Forward Into the Past. On, you can find that link on my Radiola blog, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, too, a little later. But definitely a wonderful radio host. Listened to his show last week, and listened to it quite frequently. Wonderful program. But he's doing the liner notes of a compilation of Victor recordings by the Irving Aronson Band from the later 20s, from 26, I'm guessing, till 29. And great stuff. And I really look forward to seeing that. So I'm playing my meager transfer in the celebration of that upcoming issue on Rivermont. And segue time. This is the king of segues. I, Andy Sr., on Radiola here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Speaking of Rivermont, here is the West End Jazz Band on their first Rivermont release, Sunny Side Up. And I'll tell you about this whole deal in a minute after I play the set. But here's the West End Jazz Band, recorded last year. Hop Off. We'll be right back.
doodle doodle doodle, yum 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 a doodle.
I can't tell you how much that kills me. I love that. Oh, my goodness. I love that so much. That is just, that just what kills me. I've already said that, but I'm saying it twice. It's killed me twice. It woke me up and killed me again. That was the Roof Garden Jazz Band. Oh, Lordy. Yes. Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band saluting and recreating the tone and spirit and essence and feel and, you know, practically bringing them back to life. The original Dixieland Jazz Band there, and better than, sounds better than their records, actually, much. Dan Levinson on clarinet, you heard there. John Eric Kelso, cornet. David Sager, trombone. Tom Roberts, piano. Kevin Dorn on the drums. And that is, that just came out about 10 years ago, but it's floating around. You can still buy it. Buy it from Dan. Buy it from a link on my Radiola blog, in fact, if you would. And before that, we had Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. And that was from Quality Shout. That came out in 93. You had Peter Eklund and John Eric Kelso, cornets. Jack Stuckey on saxes. Scott Robinson also on saxes. Dan Block also on saxes. Herb Gardner, trombone. Jeremy Kahn, piano. It doesn't say which one of these two guys, John Gill or Matt Trimboli on banjo or guitar. Vince Giordano, of course, on bass. And Arnie Kinsella, who is played up here in Cazenovia a few weeks ago on drums, and he's worked on Prairie Home Companion a lot. But that was that. That was Southbound. That was from the Alex Hill songbook. Very nice reading of that. Before that, we had the West End Jazz Band, Mike Beason, cornet leader and arranger and genius and brilliant, all-around brilliant guy. Leah Beason on the banjo there, and little scat vocal. Frank Galteri on the trombone. John Otto on reeds. Mike Walbridge tuba. Mike Albiniak on drums. Now, the reason why I'm playing this agglomeration of modern recordings is, if you had heard any one of those groups or any one of those musicians, you would feel thrilled and privileged to do so. However, you people in Chicago, and I know that I have listeners out there in Chicago and in that area, on the 31st of this month, you will get to hear Dan Levinson playing with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks and members of the West End Jazz Band in a special concert at the Ileana Club of Traditional Jazz at the Glendora House Ballroom, 10225 South Harlem Avenue, Chicago Ridge, Illinois. And you can look that up on the Internet. The link to the Ileana Club is on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type radio in the Google. Now, this is one gig I truly wish I could hear, because you have the best musicians playing this stuff. Not even arguably the best. I would say, without a doubt, the best. And the lineup will be Vince Giordano playing all the basses, sax and tuba and string bass. John Otto on reeds. Kim Cusack on reeds. Dan Levinson on reeds. Andy Shum cornet. Mike Beason cornet. Tom Bartlett trombone. Leah Beason guitar, banjo. Paul Lasaro piano. Josh Duffy on drums. And that you can call. You can find out. Also through Vince Giordano, also Dan Levinson's page has some information, and Dan's calendar, and also Vince Giordano's calendar. So you can find it a number of locations. The numbers to call to get tickets. It isn't that much. It's under $20. $20 at the door. You can spend $20 a lot worse than that. I can tell you, a lot worse. And if I were in the Chicago area, I would be there. But, again, that's a thrilling gig, and I wish I could attend that. So now we're going to go on. We're going to play some scratchy stuff again. Here's Paul Van Loan and his orchestra in 1924 here on Radio. I'm Andy Senior on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in Clinton, New York, at beautiful but damp Hamilton College. And here's Paul Van Loan with Where's My Sweetie Hiding? Well, maybe she's under the couch. I'll find her.
Where's my sweetie accuse me of flirting. I couldn't, I love you so. I have confessed too many to mention, never given a bit of attention. And would I trade you for Venus? No, no, Nora, no, no.
Oh, yeah, there's Irving in there. You got to like that. That was with Bailey's Lucky Seven, which is essentially not too different from the original Memphis Five. A lot of the same guys in there, and maybe a couple of others thrown in just to make it seven, or maybe just there were seven on the label. That's off an Apex 78, which is issued by the Campo Company up in Canada. So that's sort of an unusual thing to find. But one does find such things occasionally, and I've had that a while. No, no, Nora, 1923, Irving Jack's brother, yes. He was the star, I'm afraid, but I like Jack, too. Before that, the new Cinco Jazz Band, the Joseph Samuels Group, Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do. And that was from 1924, off an old Silvertone. I believe a perfect Pathé Actuel master, but sounds good. Sounds really good. And as I always say when I play that selection by any group, I say, I know what a redhead mama can do, and I'll tell you later. Before that, we had Paul Van Lona's orchestra, Where's My Sweetie Hiding, 1924. And I like that tune. I heard it done by the Prague Syncopated Orchestra. It sounded good. And I just thought I'd find another copy of a contemporary release of that. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior. Thanks so much for listening tonight. And we're going to continue now before I do some, I think after the break I'll do some more promo, because I've done a lot of promo in this hour. But one person I'd like to promote and have everybody here, because I think she's wonderful, is Molly Ryan, who is married to Dan Levinson. And here she is on her new CD, Songbird in the Moonlight. And she's accompanied by Dan on, I think, tenor sax on this side, Mark Shane on piano, and he's got a wonderful style. Sounds a lot of Teddy Wilson in there. Very, very nice sound. Kevin Dorn on drums, John Eric Kelso, whom we also met in Casanova, on the trumpet. But I don't think he's on this side. But he's on the album, so you'll find him if you buy the... and I urge you to do that, by the way. Here's These Foolish Things.
Cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. Ghost of your cling, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had Made my heart a dancer.